This is our number
10. It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Oh, it's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our fastest 15. I'm getting a bunch of text messages, not a bunch, but the usual suspects. Dory, why aren't you saying anything about the January 6th hearings this afternoon? Two reasons. Mostly because nobody cares, and you don't become the highest rated local news talk show in the United States of America by talking about issues that nobody cares about. And secondly, it's all completely, totally irrelevant. It's yet another, the latest in a series of partisan witch hunts. So that's why we're not talking about. I'd much rather talk about Jay Inslee and his totalitarian power, his emergency powers that make him the only governor in the United States who is unchecked by his state or United States constitutions. About his desire for a one-world government, about his mania to get as many illegals up to Washington as is possible. I'll talk at 2 o'clock. I'm going to tell you about an amazing drug and gun bust. Mexican cartel sends a guy up to our state to kill as many young people as possible with fentanyl. And Jay Inslee's party, the Democrats in Olympia who set sentencing guidelines, wait until you hear the drugs this guy was carrying, the guns this guy was carrying, the deaths this guy was participating in, and the absolute slap on the wrist that this guy got from Jay Inslee and the Democrats in Olympia. Because they talk all the time, we need new gun laws, we need tougher gun laws. They won't even enforce existing gun laws. And Jay Inslee's policies are encouraging the Mexican cartels with Chinese-made drugs to invade America to kill as many young people as possible because it'll help Jay Inslee's one-world policy. And, you know, there was a time in life where I would have thought, it sounds a little like a conspiracy theory. It's not. All the evidence is there. I've been presenting you all of the evidence for years now about what Jay Inslee's doing, especially the last 2.5 years. And you go look at his bio on the anti-American World Economic Forum website that wants the United States to go on bended knee to the rest of the world and give them our riches so we can have a truly global socialist paradise. So, yeah, I'm not following the January 6th hearings because they don't matter at all. What's happening here in Washington that nobody else talks about. And that's the other thing. You want January 6th hearings? You can go to any other radio, and you can go to our station in other day parts outside of my show. You can stay on Cairo when I'm not on the air. You can go to CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. You can watch the Fox even carried. You can watch the nightly ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS government television. You can watch their coverage of all of that. But so I'm not going to talk about something that a billion other outlets are talking about, even though it's the most boring issue ever. I would rather be the only outlet in the world talking about Jay Inslee's emergency powers and how his open borders are killing people in this state. I have a monopoly on that. I have no competition for exposing what's happening down in Olympia. And if you don't want to hear that, that's your choice. But apparently a lot of people do. Did I mention we're the highest rated local news talk show in the United States of America? All right, let's get into the got a cough. Let's get into the Fast 15 World News in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. And then you got what's going on in Tacoma. 14 people have been shot in Tacoma in the last 3 days? 3 days? That's like Chicago numbers. A man was shot and killed last night down in Tacoma. Has anybody talked about impeaching Mayor Victoria Woodards? Things have gotten dramatically worse since Victoria Woodards became the mayor of Tacoma. And 14 shootings in 3 days would suggest that the streets of Tacoma are out of control.
Just highly frustrated and very sad.
Oh, maybe you shouldn't impeach her. She's frustrated and sad. I wonder if she's working on anything.
You've heard us talk about our police chief who's been working with national experts, and he's putting together this crime plan. July 12th at noon in our study session, the chief will present the crime plan.
Oh, they have a plan that'll be released at a study session. Well, everything will be fine. But all of this rumbles up to Jay Inslee. Jay Inslee has made this a state where illegals from the cartels in Mexico are flooding our region. They're hiring 13, 14, 15-year-old girls because Democrats in Olympia refuse to punish children, even if they're involved in a murderous drug trade. And so this is all Jay Inslee, too. Have you ever once heard Jay Inslee talk about the crime in our state, the fact that we're on another record pace over the last 30 years in Seattle and King County, that Tacoma and Pierce County are shattering murder records? Do you ever hear Jay Inslee address that? No, he just talks about global warming. It was 91 yesterday. That means global warming. It's 68 today. That means global warming, too. Wait, how can an unseasonably, one of the coldest springs ever and an unseasonably chilly June 28th, how can that mean anything, Jay Inslee? It's global warming. Give us more money. We'll fix it. Let's see. Here's the Monday night shooting in Tacoma.
I heard a little bit of arguing. Someone was saying F and then bang, bang, bang. And then back and forth, bang, bang, shooting back and forth at each other.
This is what it's like in Tacoma. The guy that they're talking to, he said, oh, yeah, I've been shot, too.
So I'm like, holy like, you know, I've been shot already. So I'm afraid that it's going to hit my.
There was a rave shooting over the weekend where 8 people were shot.
Everybody just started running every type of way. There was probably like 80 people just running every type of way, getting in their cars, speeding off.
Okay, and our news partners, Cairo 7, Deborah Horn, on what the mayor is saying.
Mayor Woodard says she believes common sense gun legislation, tighter gun restrictions, and an emphasis on mental health care are truly the only ways that this violence will be solved.
Have they changed in Webster's dictionary the spelling of the word gun? Because I've never heard the word gun said in any other way other than common sense gun regulation. Everything is common sense gun. Yeah, we have all the common sense laws. Everything that the Congress is talking about, red flag laws, raising the buying age to 21, Washington State already has all of those things. So why don't we have the lowest gun rate in the country? Oh, yeah, globalist, dictatorial governor Jay Inslee, who tries to import as many illegals into our state as possible, so the drug war is on. And so, yeah, I'll talk about this stuff. I'll talk about what's going on here in Washington a million times more than I'll talk about the most boring news story in years, and that's the January 6th theory. I could not possibly care less about the January 6th theories. But like I said, you can find coverage everywhere else. You can find coverage on all those stations and networks that get no ratings because they have no clue what their viewers, listeners, readers care about. They only care about their political perspective. I know it's boring. I know nobody cares, but we got to lead with January 6th. But people will turn off our channel. Doesn't matter. We have a moral, higher calling. And then there's this. I will keep talking about what Jay Inslee and the Democrats in Olympia are doing to your family budget. Because at the end of this week, massive new fees are going into place in Washington. The price of a new license plate in our state has been $10. The Democrats in Olympia raised that 400%. The new license plate has gone from $10 to $50. 400% increase. Can you imagine? We've got the worst inflation in 42 years, thanks to Joe Biden. And then the Democrats in Olympia say, hey, on top of that worst inflation, let's really crush our local families. And who's going to get crushed by that? Working class, lower class. Can I afford a 40% increase in the cost of a license? Well, I really can, because I haven't owned a car for 2.5 years. You know why I haven't owned a car in 2.5 years? Because I am the greenest talk show host in the history of the medium. My wife and I share a car. I tell her when I need it. She tells me when she needs it. If we both need it, we decide who gets it. If she gets it, I ride my e-bike. That's the thing. All of the lefties in the media who talk about how green they are, that's all it is. It's talk. I actually live it. I live it. Anyway, but can I afford a 400% increase from 10 to 50 bucks? Yeah, I can. I make, you know, pretty good dough. But what about the working class people? What about the people who can't afford ground beef for a 4th of July barbecue? And the Democrats in Olympia said, hey, let's jack their license plates 400%, replacing the lost plate up 200% from $10 to $30. If you are a motorcyclist, 400% increase for your license plate from $4 to $20. 200% for a replacement license plate. And on and on and on it goes. This was on party lines in Olympia where they decided to jack up fees on people who are already hurting desperately because of gas prices and inflation at the grocery store, and they've decided to just crush you in every other way that they possibly can. And the beat goes on with Jay Inslee and his Democrats in Olympia. So, yeah, I'm going to keep talking about things that actually matter to you and your family and your budget and to our state, rather than stuff nobody cares about. Okay, elsewhere, I do have some national stories, because again, this one's gotten completely buried. Hunter Biden, where's the big national investigation? Where are the congressional hearings of Hunter Biden trying to convince a Russian hooker when they were working with the Russians to try to alter the 2020 election? And Hunter Biden talking to a Russian hooker to make sure that she wasn't going to file charges. So he kept saying, I didn't hurt you. I always asked permission. But that audio has now been released of Hunter Biden with a Russian hot, very high priced hooker.
Sweetheart. Hey. Are you okay? Everything fine? Are you hurt in any way? Anyway, are you hurt? Hey, is anything hurt on you? Anything? I was literally saying, I'm sorry that it took so long to give you $10,000. Do you have?
He needed $10,000, but he kept saying, "Are you hurt?" Because he was afraid she was going to allege that he hurt her. So he kept saying, because he knew he was recording it, "I didn't hurt you. You know I didn't hurt you." And then, can you imagine if this was Trump and one of his kids? Joe Biden, who a million times was asked, "Do you ever speak about overseas business with your son, Hunter?"
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Never. Joe Biden has never spoken to Hunter about overseas business dealings, except when Hunter was using a Russian hooker to work with the Russians and with Hillary Clinton's campaign to try to upset the election. And that's when Joe Biden left a voicemail for Hunter saying, "Yeah, I can't get you the 10,000, but..."
"Hey, pals, Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you."
Yeah, Joe knew everything about Hunter's dealings with Russian prostitutes as the Russians, with the Democrats, were trying to influence an American election. They tried to spin it the other way. We'll wait for the congressional hearings on that. I guess maybe after November, when the Democrats get swept out in a tsunami of incompetence and corruption. Maybe we'll hear those hearings in the afternoon during my show. That is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Nicole, what is our Dave Wyman update as of 1:24 p.m.?
He is on his way. He said he'll be here.
Gosh, that's exciting.
I know.
I need... You know what Dave is? He's the saltine that cleanses my palate between courses of the show.
You know those things gross him out, right?
And I'm going to say it to him, too. Uh-huh. Let's see what he... Don't tell him I'm going to say it. Let's see what his reaction is to
that. Okay.
Okay. All right. Dave Wyman will join us live next here on the Dory Monson Show.
Beatles?
Not Beatles.
Oh, Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull.
Whoa.
Whoa, Dave, Dory, are you there? Oh, Dory, you're there. Hi.
You
how's it going?
On that. Holy moly. Dave Wyman takes a 1-0 lead in Name That Artist. Our season. Wait. Okay, I'm up 10-9 going into today. This could equalize things at the halfway mark of the year.
If not, there's going to be a brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to rush the mound.
Hey, before we get to the brawl, can I just say something about you? I was just talking to Nicole about this right before the break.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about a lot of serious stuff on this show, and it can get kind of heavy, and sometimes that stuff can even bring me down a little bit. You know what you are, Dave Wyman?
What?
You are the saltine cracker that cleanses my palate in between the courses of the meal of today's news.
Not sure how I feel about that.
I wish you could see his face right now, because it confirms what I said about it.
Very plain. Like, I would eat a saltine cracker if I had stomach acid. That's saltine cracker does. It soaks things up.
Right. No, you're soaking up my bile. Can you imagine?
Oh, come on.
Can you imagine?
Gone too far, right, Nicole? Yeah,
if my bile went unsoaked?
Too far. You know what I was going to say to you? You allow me to be a jerk as a friend sometimes.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, when I didn't want to do the virtual goggles.
Right.
I was shaking you off like a, remember the Seinfeld episode? You want to taste the pie?
Right,
and she's
right.
Like, no, I just didn't want to. And then, I was complaining about the Monopoly game. It's kind of being a jerk about it. And you allowed me to be a jerk. And, didn't...
To this day, I'm disappointed about that.
Don't say you're disappointed.
No, I'm...
You know what?
I'm not angry with you, Dave.
I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the dad says. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. That's what I said about Mike Trout yesterday.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, who is one of my favorite athletes and just an awesome guy, but he was disappointing, his reaction in that whole brawl thing.
Okay, so let's talk about this, in case people don't know, since we're not a sports show. So a week ago or so, a little more than a week ago, Mike Trout had one of the most devastating series against the Mariners of any hitter in history.
Right.
Five home runs, game winners, just absolutely destroyed the Mariners. So as I understand it, I was out of town over the weekend, but the Mariners, either Friday or Saturday, they threw a ball at his head.
No? See, this is where it goes awry, because okay. it was 5-3, mm-hmm. the bottom of the ninth, and there was two outs. Why would you send a message to Mike Trout or whatever? The other piece of evidence is Swanson, the pitcher, he was having a hard time with his control. He threw one that almost hit the kid in front of him, in front of Trout, okay. that was on base, the rookie. So the other thing is, if you look at a heat chart on Trout, if you look at the zone, it's red hot everywhere except for the one corner that's high and inside, high and tight. So, and then also the high and outside is also one. But everything else is red hot because that guy just crushes the ball. He's got, in 11 years, he's got like, I think, 53 or 54 home runs against the Mariners alone.
He is on a pace to be one of the five greatest hitters in the history of the game.
Yeah. So, and you know, so in that situation, with the game on the line, why would you send a message or throw it at Mike Trout? And he got upset by it. Right. And then, you know, and then their coach just went off. And so, you know, and I guess the umpires, even the umpire crew, was unaware that there were any tensions, because right after the game they left the field. And when the ball went up and in on Trout, they didn't even think anything of it because they knew better. Like, why would he, in the bottom of the ninth inning, why would the pitcher, you know, put a guy like that on base? And they end up putting him on base. But why would you do that in that situation when the game is on the line?
Okay. And then beyond that, so then you get to Sunday, as I understand it.
Right.
And in a real punk move, the yeah. Angels were going to start a starting pitcher.
Right.
And a couple hours before the game, they said, oh, no, we're going to start this middle relief pitcher, because they knew that he was going to throw at the Seattle players
right.
and get ejected, and then they could bring in the pitcher that they were planning to start the game with. So, I mean, if that doesn't show intent, and here's the thing, Dave. I mean, I know in football, guys can go after somebody's knees, and that can ruin a career, but there have been so many stories in baseball of guys who have gotten drilled in the face. There's a guy named Tony Conigliaro.
Yeah.
Way before. You know him?
Well, I remember that story. His eye practically popped out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I would have thought that was before your time.
Well, no, I just remember the story of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Babe Ruth was before my time, but
well, yeah.
I remember him.
But yeah, I mean, his career, he went from, I think he was Rookie of the Year, and then he was never
yeah.
anything after that.
Yeah, could be dangerous.
Because getting drilled in the face at 95 miles an hour, it can have an impact on you.
Yeah, that'll hurt. And so anyway, yeah, so I guess the umpires weren't aware. But I thought the most damning thing is the umpire, one of them was like, wait, you're talking about the high and inside pitch on Trout? You know, like, he totally dismissed that, the umpire chief of the crew, because he knew that was bogus. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why would they throw at Mike Trout in that situation? So,
okay.
And then even, you know, in the series before, Justin Upton got hit right in the head, and nobody thought anything of it. But, you know, Swanson was having a hard time with his control. That's where you should pitch Mike Trout. I mean, there were so many reasons that was not a thing. That was a thing. The throwing at Mike Trout, that was not intentional.
I can understand all of that. But does it say something about the need for baseball to once again get more entertaining that people for 3 days talk about that?
Yeah, well, we're going to continue talking about it today. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess so with baseball. It's, Yeah, I mean, it's high drama, though. Because really, if you look around, like Taylor Trammell, who was like one of the nicest dudes ever. Did we talk about this already?
Probably not.
Yeah, so Taylor Trammell was, he's just a really nice guy. And he went over and put a headlock on one of the coaches. Because I think the Angels had like three coaches suspended. And then there was an interpreter who got suspended. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that transcript.
Yeah, so... yeah, so anyway, he's such a nice guy, and that was so awesome watching him. It was like a Mr. Spock hold that he put on the guy. The guy just paralyzed.
In football, if you leave the bench, you're ejected. And in basketball, if you leave the bench, you're ejected and huge fine. In baseball, it's always this dance of all the guys trotting in slowly from the bullpen.
Well, and I always say that.
Why they allow that?
When they're running side by side from the bullpen to go to a fight, that always is funny to me because I'm like, why don't you just tackle the guy right there? Why don't you, everybody square off? Here's what they should do, Dory. They should have the catcher squares off against the catcher, the managers fight, the two pitchers fight, you know, third base, and so on and so forth. That, I think that would be great. Bullpen, go at it, pick a guy. If you're a righty, make sure you get a lefty. I don't know. That would be. Oh, this is Herman and the somethings.
No, shoot. For crying out loud. Is it
Jefferson
is it
Airplane?
Doors?
No, it's the.
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah, well.
The Undead? There's a hint.
Zombies?
The Zombies, that's it.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count.
No.
Fine.
No, it's we appreciate the hint, but, you know, Dory and I can't accept that kind of charity.
We're very we play under the Marquis of Queensbury rules, which do not allow any hits. Everybody's known that since Victorian times. Yeah. Okay, we'll continue our conversation with Dave Wyman, who you can hear every afternoon on 710 Seattle Sports. Our Tuesday conversation continues next here on the Dory Monson Show.
It's the time of the season for love.
Thing, let me light you candle.
I'm so no. On the hand and I
guess around. It's
not them.
Oh man, I know it's a band.
I know it's a band.
As opposed to a single, like it's Genesis, not Phil Collins. I can't. I'm done.
This is the Black Crowes.
Well, I had a color in there with red.
Not the right color.
Something?
Though. No, it's not the right color.
Okay. Well, Dave has in a pathetic showing by both of us.
Yeah.
Dave has a 1-0 lead going into the final.
I don't even remember who I got. Who was it?
Jethro Tull.
Tull. Yeah. Embarrassed to know a Jethro Tull song.
So here's, I'm starting to feel a little stigmatized. So my lovely bride and I, we have the 4th of July weekend coming up. You doing anything to celebrate our nation's independence?
No. I'll make hot dogs. How about that? That's Americana. Yeah. A little slice of Americana.
So we're thinking, well, we should do something this weekend.
Yeah.
And she said, do you want to get hold of your friends Dave and Paul and see if we can have everybody over? And I said, well, no, they never will respond to me. I said, why don't you contact Dave and Paul's wives?
Wives.
Oh, yes. And... but she included you guys, too. And then Paul immediately responds and says, oh, no, I think we're busy Saturday. Because we said, hey, come on over. We'll play pickleball. And we'll barbecue. And Paul immediately says, oh, no, we're busy. And then 10 minutes later, his wife, Heather, responds and says, we're not busy. We'll be there.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a lack of communication going on over there. I don't.
How should I feel about that?
Well, I know for for me, I would never answer anything about a question of scheduling. I'm like, just ask Shannon.
Right. Well, I know that about you.
Yeah.
But it was just weird.
And it's not like she has my you-know-whats in her purse or anything like that. It's just that I don't really care to plan anything. That's why I don't plan things.
Right.
Because, you know, it's always like, oh, wait, there's this. And, you know, I just say no. It's kind of like how I raise my kids. Like, I would just say no instantly. That was my default. No. Yeah, no. Because yes is like there's lots of things that can happen.
Lots of things
just
that can
no.
go wrong with yeah. a yes.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So apparently, I believe we're playing pickleball on Saturday.
All right.
Are you up for that? You
good? Sounds good.
We're going to barbecue?
Let me check with Shannon first.
She's already
okay.
confirmed.
All right.
So it's in. It's locked in. So now here's the other thing. Because there's a fellow right down the street from me. He was a teacher at Ballard High School when I was a student there. So he's in his 80s now, but he's a national seniors pickleball champion.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
And I want to start tapping in to his brilliance. And then our friend Chris Egan over at Channel 5, he's apparently a pickleball wizard.
Yeah. New partner for the Seattle Seahawks, by the way. NBC.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be working with them now.
Yeah, get to work with Chris Egan.
Yeah.
But
I think he works on Saturdays, so I don't think I can get him over here.
Yeah. Yeah, but, no, he's a really good tennis player, and I think his daughter or his son.
His daughter plays at Portland State.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a tennis family.
Yeah.
Pickleball is the state sport. By the way,
he played at UPS, Chris did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Washington State sport. Official
pickleball.
Sport is pickleball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Brock made a big deal on the show last week that he saw that in the retirement communities down in Florida that nude pickleball has become all the rage. And he even sent me a couple pictures of it.
Jimi Hendrix.
That's it. Dave takes it today.
What a disappointment. All I was saying, Dave, was they were trying to put the pickle back in pickle.
Back in, well, wait a minute. Yeah, Brock Heward. Only Brock would come up with something like that.
Well, he sent me the photos. Yeah. He didn't come up with it. He just exposed it to the world. All right, you can hear Dave Wyman. Oh, look at this. Wait, let me do my... How about this?
It's 9-9.
No, Dory 10, Dave 10.
What?
Oh, okay. As we're at the official halfway point of the year.
All right.
How exciting is this?
It's incredible. I mean, this is like one of the greatest moments in the last couple years.
Yeah, it's the greatest moment in Name That Artist history.
Okay.
Okay, you can hear Dave every afternoon, 7:10, Seattle Sports. I will see you Saturday. Bring your pickle.
And my paddle.
That's it.
I'm gonna paddle your little bottom, mister.
That sounded really creepy. Big Lead 2 coming up right after we check the news here on the Dory Monson Show.